It's showtime for the annual Arabian Horse Show in Scottsdale. The horses trot, walk, and canter in perfect form inside the Equidome. Outside the arena, behind the scenes, it's practice time.
All right, Missy.
Yeah. Rows of barns house the more than 2,000 horses entered in the event at Westworld. The trailers that transported them encircle the outside, and in the very center, Radiant Valentine walks around a big practice pen. Valentine is named after today's holiday, the day she was born, and her reins are in the hands of 8-year-old Milady.
Right there, just look up. That's perfect.
Heidi Grigadis is instructing Milady, telling her to sit back, keep her shoulders straight, and don't bounce. Milady and her sister, Lissady, who is 10, are both competing. It's not uncommon for riders to be so young. Grigadis is a good example of that.
I started riding horses at about 3, showing when I was 5 or 6.
Now she trains with a center in North Scottsdale, teaching young riders like Milady and Lissady, who traveled from South Africa to be here. It's their first time competing in the States and the first time they'll be riding Western.
Typically, they're predominantly ride more English-style riding in South Africa, so they're pretty excited to have their chaps and cowboy hats on today.
There are cowboy hats, chaps, and bedazzled shirts all over the place. Of course, the event is all about the horses. Riders don't get points for their outfits, but it's still part of the whole image presented in the arena, as rider Jessica Barker explains.
Western pleasure, you think of cowboys, hats, chaps, leather. You have the big saddle with the horn.
And the English riding disciplines contrast this with black riding boots, a riding helmet or top hat, and even white bow ties. These custom outfits would not be possible without the designers.
Designers like Sue Seidels, whose booth is one of more than 350 set up in the Equidome for the event. As she talks with potential customers around her, rolls of fabric wait to be measured and stitched into show outfits tailor-made to each rider.
It's all about making your rider feel really confident and really comfortable and really just so well put together. Because if you create a confidence in your rider, it shows in the show ring.
The event not only benefits the show vendors, but also the surrounding businesses. A tourism consultant found last year's show had an economic impact of more than $55 million on the city of Scottsdale.
Arabian Horse Association of Arizona President Janice McCrea White says she expects the event will be even bigger this year, mostly because of the nice weather.
It seems like every year we have some sort of rain issue. Last year we had the snow, and this year we're supposed to have 10 great days.
The 59th annual Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show will continue through February 23rd with events throughout the week.